Well, about 1,800 people made it inside to President Obama's healthcare town hall. Others made their presence felt outside. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers spent time with the crowd of protesters.
There was no shortage of critics lining the driveway to Portsmouth High School.
If I want socialism, I'll go back to pre-World War II Germany. Hitler wanted socialism. I don't like Hitler.
Dave Coe came to the event from Standish, Maine. He and his friends had been yelling across the driveway at Obama supporters for 2 hours, and they showed no sign of fatigue.
I fought in Vietnam for America.
God bless you.
And I'm fighting right here for America.
Because
I'm not stupid.
God bless you.
Several yards away, Tony Trapari was shaking his fist, heavily muscled with a shaved head. Trapari sported a sleeveless T-shirt that said, Obama sucks.
Where do you start? You know, the whole bailout, the auto bailout. He just wants to spend. Take from the rich, give to the poor, you know. And all these uneducated people across from us just have no clue, none whatsoever.
Margaret Downing says she's lived here for years and says the president's supporters must have been hired to show up because she didn't recognize them.
It took Obama longer to decide what kind of dog he was going to get rather than the bill. And it troubles me that you're going to have to go to counseling to basically try and understand how you're going to kill yourself.
It was hard to find a protester who believed the president could somehow redeem the debate over health care.
I'm scared to death of having the government run anything.
Bruce Lightkin drove in from Maine and says the president's proposal was more about taxation and less about health care. But as someone who gets his insurance under Medicaid, he acknowledged his protest wasn't without irony. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.